This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good morning to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. Craig Fissinger is here. We are at Canal Park in Akron, and we await the start in about 18 minutes of the Rushi Raiders, Van Wert Lincoln View Lancers state championship baseball game in Division 4. Rushi here by virtue of a 4-3 win over Newark Catholic on Thursday. Meanwhile, Lincoln View disposed of Tiffin Calvert by a final of 8-1. Rushi Raiders 24-7 on the year. Lincoln View 24-6. Bryant, this Rushi team red hot, having knocked off a couple of ranked clubs in Fort Loramie, and then winning in the state semifinal over Newark Catholic, ranked fourth in the state. Lincoln View is third. Raiders have been coming from behind to get the job done. You can't beat that. Rushi playing its best baseball of the year will probably have to play its very best game of the entire season here today against Lincoln View, which, according to most media, in suites and booths here at Canal Park, is the prohibitive favorite in this game.
Well, it makes sense when you've got Landon Price on the mound, who is 24-0, we were informed, in his career. That is quite something. Of course, he is an Ohio State commit. Really star pitcher. He got them a win in the state semifinal a year ago before they lost to Warren JFK, who defeated Fort Loramie in a semifinal last season. But Rushi's in no stranger to being in pressure situations. They've made comebacks now in their last four tournament wins. A district final win over Cincinnati Christian, regional wins over Southeastern and Loramie, and then that state semi that we had here on Thursday against Newark Catholic. So we'll see what they can do against this hurler, and you never know what can happen, right, in baseball. I mean, look at how the game unfolded on Thursday. It was mistakes by each team that proved crucial in everybody scoring all five of the runs that we had.
Well, and Division One, two mild upsets.
Yes.
The two teams playing in the state championship game at 4 o'clock today did not figure to get there, according to most media people. It's baseball, and unusual things happen on the diamond, as we we saw in the third and fourth innings in the Rushi game on Thursday. We'll talk in just a moment with Craig Fissinger, whose son Ross plays left field today for Rushi. Craig is the director of HR and sales at Superior Aluminum. He is standing by. I'd like to let you know that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these outstanding underwriting sponsors in Rushi, they include Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks as well to our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster, S-E-C-U-R Comm, online at securecomm.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors today, thanks to Buschers Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Fort Loramie in Piqua, Sydney Body Car Star, and Realty 2000. Also a big thank you to Knox Machinery, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, and Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna. Craig Fissinger standing by. Craig, you were in the crowd for that Thursday state semifinal when Rushi came from behind to beat Newark Catholic by a score of 4-3. What was it like in the two innings when Newark scored the three runs and Rushi committed the two errors? Raiders fell behind 3-0.
Yeah, from the standpoint of a fan, from the standpoint of a father of a player, what a range of emotions there. The one run they got in the third, the two they got in the fourth. Boy, it was a lot of nerves if you were a parent or a fan of the Rushi Raiders. And then in the at the bottom of the fourth inning, they score those four runs. It just went from nerves to elation. And, fortunately for Rushi, Coach Flippo doesn't feel that same thing. He doesn't panic. And as Brian just said, Rushi's been in that situation many times before, and they've come back. So fortunately, the coach doesn't feel the same way the fans do.
Right. Needless to say, Rushi's got to avoid a bad defensive two innings like it had against Newark Catholic on Thursday. In fact, the team that gets caught up in the moment today and starts thinking, oh, this is the championship game, and starts to shake a little bit, it could be the team that falls behind and gets beat. You've got to focus on your game, exercise your fundamentals the way you know how, like you've played all year long, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, you got to put the bat on the ball, and we saw it on Thursday with the errors. I don't know what we had on the board there, maybe two errors. It felt like about 20, but, it's baseball, and anything can happen, and if Rushi can put the bat on the ball today as well as Lincoln View, we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
Make the routine plays. The ones you are supposed to make those, and that's the best you can do. Xavier Flippo on the mound. Grant Saunders was excellent on Thursday. Xavier allowed Fort Loramie to get a first base runner on in a few innings in that regional contest, but Xavier was able to wriggle off the hook. His curveball was beaten into the ground by the Redskins, and that's got to be key today. It's a free-swinging Lincoln View bunch. Make him hit the Flippo curveball to the fine infielding crew of the Rushi Raiders.
Well, Brian mentioned the pitcher for Lincoln View being undefeated in his career. Xavier Flippo's undefeated on the season, and I've watched him pitch all season, been to every game, and he's never looked better than he has these last couple games. The Newton game in the tournament, and then also that Fort Loramie game.
Yeah, he's got a curveball like one I've not seen all year, and he changes speeds so deceptively. He takes 4 or 5 miles per hour off. Then he throws his heater, it may be only 80, but it seems like it's a hot 85.
Well, he's a baseball kid, and I know you talk about him in the winter when he's playing basketball, and he's also a good golfer as well, but baseball is his sport. It's his love, and I think he had a couple nerves this morning when he woke up, but I think after the first couple pitches in this game, he's going to be the Xavier I'm used to seeing.
Hey, the batting approach today to Landon Price of Van Wert Lincoln View. Stay off that chest-high fastball that's got some rise, some hop to it. You probably can't get on top of it. Probably can't barrel that ball up very often. And make Price throw strikes. If you get a few base runners, move them along, manufacture runs. Stay close for three or four innings. Who knows? The burden of pressure may switch to Van Wert Lincoln View.
I talked to Coach a little bit last night, got the opportunity, and I think one of the things that Rushi is keying on today is looking for first-pitch fastballs. You know, they don't want to get behind in the count, and catching up with that first-pitch fastball is going to be a challenge, but they're looking for that fastball, and hopefully they can get ahead in the count, and like you said, make things happen, maybe shift the tide.
Craig Fissinger with us here in our pregame. Bryant Billing alongside. I'm Jack Kramer. We're several minutes away from the first pitch. The Rushi Raiders are the home team and will take the field first when this game gets going. Flawless, seamless defensive switches by Rushi. Extremely versatile team. Grant Saunders DHs today. Your son Ross Fissinger is in left field. Braylon Cordonier moves from second to short. Braden Monin moves from left to second. And despite those transitions, the team turned three double plays against Fort Loramie. And this club defensively can move people all around. Can't be many clubs in the state of Ohio that are this flexible.
Yeah, we talked about that versatility. I know on Thursday before that semifinal game, you're seeing it here today. This is exactly what Rushi's been doing for at least the second half of the season, this lineup that we're seeing today, and they'll be fine. We might see a couple double plays today.
Hey, let's hope we see three or four.
That'd be fine.
Craig, thanks so much. Craig Fissinger, Fish Report, Superior Aluminum, Director of HR and Sales. His son Ross is in left field today, and he might be battling the sun a little bit. That morning east sun over the Canal Park roof above our heads will be shining brightly on that left fielder. So it could be a little tricky out there. This Van Wert Lincoln View team comes up swinging. Flippo's got to be razor sharp. Rushi can play, I think, with nothing to lose, Craig. They're the underdog, according to most everybody here in Media Row.
Yeah, I've seen the T-shirts, the 24-0 Landon Price, all the confidence they've had from last year getting to the state final game. Yeah. They expected to be here, and I think Rushi maybe did as well, but we're a little bit more quiet about it.
Hey, thank you so much.
I hope to see you back in Shelby County with a gold trophy, Jack.
There you go. Like it so much. Craig Fissinger with us here before our game today between Rushi and Van Wert Lincoln View. The Raiders 24-7, Lincoln View 24-6. Bryant, let's take a real quick look at our starting lineups. Visiting team batting first, Van Wert Lincoln View. Landon Price, the pitcher, leads off. 4.47 batting average, and he had three hits in the Thursday state semifinal win. Cole Binkley, right fielder, bat second, 4.59 average. Dane Ebel, who pitched a one-hitter on Thursday, plays in the infield at shortstop today. 25 ribbies, 3.73 batting average. The catcher, Carson Fox, bats fourth. He's hit 4.67 on the year. Caden Hanf is the designated hitter. He bats in the fifth spot. Brandon Kiesler plays center field and does not swing in the lineup. Evan Miller bats sixth, the second baseman. Austin Bachrath is the third baseman, batting in the seventh spot. Jack Dunlap is the first baseman, batting eighth, and Brandon Renner hits ninth in left field. We'll check the Rushi Raiders starting lineup when we return. We've got baseball coming up in a minute. Division IV state championship on the line. Rushi and Van Wert Lincoln View. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is a picture-perfect day here in Akron. In fact, we've had three sparkling days. A lot of sunshine, blue sky, upper 25% of Ohio the last few afternoons. Beautiful.
Yes.
Very few clouds, plenty of blue overhead, temperature upper 70s, I know down in the west central part of the state, much more overcast, a bit cooler, chance of rain, but we've been blessed with fantastic weather up here in the Akron-Cleveland area for this state tournament. Bryant, your thoughts on today's game. Very important for Rushi to get off to a good start. A shut down Lincoln View in the first inning, the top of the order, hits extremely well, as I noted a few minutes ago. Flippo needs a good opening to this state championship contest here today.
Absolutely. If he could repeat what Grant Saunders did in that semifinal on Thursday, he'd be off to a really good start. I think Craig also summed it up very well. Rushi can't be intimidated. Can't worry about 24-0 when it comes to Landon Price. Can't worry about the Ohio State commits aspect of it. Just come out and hit. Don't be scared.
We may have time here at the moment for a two-minute radio station break. I know they're in a TV timeout before the first pitch. Let's take a two-minute radio station break. Then we'll open up the game. It's Rushi in the field first against Van Wert Lincoln View on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Well, here we go. Xavier Flippo has made his last warm-up toss. Throw down to second by catcher Aiden Chappie. And Van Wert Lincoln View's Landon Price, the throwing ace of this team, the number one hurler, 24-0 over the last 2 years, steps in to hit from the left side, wears 22 on his back, I should say, wide open stance at the plate, and he looks at a Flippo curve low and in for ball one to start the game. Feet spread well apart for Price. Flippo flips it in there on the inside corner, strike one and ball one, one and one. Bryant, the team that can shake the early game jitters first, may have the advantage.
Absolutely, and great crowd from both of these schools here today. This place is packed.
So much blue and
yes,
blue and gold everywhere.
Yes.
Here's Price swinging, and he rips a ground ball up the middle to the right of Braden Mononit, short into center field, a base hit. I should say Mononit second, range towards shortstop near the second base bag, could not get it. As Landon Price, the leadoff hitter for Lincoln View, spanks a single right back through the box.
Yeah, that was a slow grounder, but just about a couple of feet out of Monin's range there.
This Lincoln View lineup is loaded with lefties, five of them, in fact. And here's Cole Binkley, 459 on the year, also from the left side. He stands way up in the box, feet spread plenty apart, looks at a bouncing ball to the plate, 1-0 on him. Flippo, as happened against Fort Loramie in the regional, allows the opening batter to reach. It occurred in several frames in that game. He was able to get out of trouble, Flippo was, often. 1-0 count on Binkley. First runner aboard, Price, who, by the way, had three hits in Thursday's state semifinal victory over Tiffin Calvert. Low inside curveball bounces. Here's a late steal of second base by Price. And the throw down. Got him. He's out. Price tried a late steal. The pitch bounced. It was in the right-hand batter's box, but a super backhanded scoop by Chappie, the Rushi catcher. And not sure what Price was thinking. Almost an aborted steal attempt. Perhaps he should have hustled right on back to first.
Absolutely, yep. A great break for Rushi there. Opening runner may have got on. He's quickly erased.
And the count, I think, on Binkley is 2-0. As Flippo's,
correct,
a couple of pitches have been down below the knees. And this pitch is lined hard, and Poling leaps and spears it. Jared Poling, brilliant catch at first base. Spectacular. Wow. It was ticketed for a double or a triple down into the right field corner. And Poling lurched off to his left toward the line and snow-coned it in the webbing. That line drive off the bat of Binkley was clubbed. Here's Dane Ebel, Thursday's starting pitcher, who fashioned a one-hitter, playing shortstop today and batting 373. He, too, swings from the left side, and he pulls the opening pitch from Flippo, foul. Flippo again to Ebel, outside, a ball, 1-1. Wow, Bryant, what could have been a big inning, maybe, for Van Wert Lincoln View right now. Well, nobody on the bases and two out. And we've got a bouncing pitch hitting Ebel in the right shin. Flippo's control a little bit off. He has been very low, far below the strike zone. And Van Wert Lincoln View has a man aboard now with two out.
Now, you very easily could be looking at bases loaded, or you could be looking at maybe a runner on third, runner on second, or a runner on second or third with a run already scored, had that ball been able to get by Poling too and brought Price home. So still a good situation here for Rushi.
What a dynamite snag by Poling. And a beautiful defensive play behind the plate on the out stealing. Well done by the Rushi Raiders, Aiden Chappie, to nail Price easily. And stepping in now is Carson Fox, the catcher, who looks at a pitch low and in for ball one. Flippo darned and determined to keep the ball down against this potent Lincoln View lineup. One on, two out. in the top of the first inning for Lincoln View. Carson Fox, the catcher, the first right-hand batter in the lineup of the day. There's a curveball bit low, just missed. It was over the outside corner, but down, says the home plate ump. And it's 2-0 on Fox. Outfield extremely deep in the left. That's where Ross Fissinger is playing, about to 290 from home plate. Inside, umpire swivels his head off the inside corner and lets everybody know that pitch missed the edge of the plate, and it's 3-0. 3-0 on Fox, runner at first. Top of the first inning, two out for Lincoln View, no score. But had it not been for the out stealing and the great play by Poling, Lincoln View would be posing a serious threat.
Absolutely.
Strike called right down the gut. 3-1 on Fox. Flippo with a token toss to first to Poling. And the runner is back. That's Dane Ebel. He's getting a good secondary lead now with two away. Here's the 3-1 pitch en route to Fox. It is a curveball. Ooh, just missed off the plate outside. It was certainly high enough, thigh level, off the edge. Flippo and Chappie didn't get the call. Chappie framed it behind the plate. Good job by Aiden, but it's a ball for a walk, and now Van Wert Lincoln View's got two on, two out here in the top of the first inning. And Lincoln View does pose a serious threat in this first frame after all.
Aiden Chappie runs out there and talks to Filippo. Kept that very short there. He communicated what he wanted very quickly.
Here is the designated hitter, Caden Hampf, right-hand batter. Swings, nubs it off his foot back to the mound. Plate umpire signals immediately, dead ball. Rushi crowd goes wild thinking it's an out at first, but Foul at the plate. Off the toe of the batter, Hampf. Ball squirted on two hops to Flippo on the dirt in front of the pitching rubber. Easy play on the toss to Poling at first, but there is no out. It's just a strike, a foul ball. Outfield around to the right a little bit for Hampf. Here's a slow-breaking curveball, and the plate umpire swivels the head to the right and says it's outside in the other batter's box. Previous hitter, Flippo, missed the outside corner in the right-hand box. This one off the edge to the right-hand batter in the left-hand box, and it's a ball and a strike. Two on, two out, Lincoln View, top of the first. Flippo stretching. High hold. Peers back at second. Big curveball. A whiff at the plate by the hitter. 1-2. Big cut by Caden Hampf. Spelled H-A-N-F. Hampf had two big base knocks in the Thursday state semifinal win. Another slow curveball. Tap foul back behind the plate. Flippo's got him where he wants him. A ball and two strikes. Let's see if he can put him away here. Does he dare change the eye level? A lot of low-breaking curveballs. Does he pump one upstairs with some speed? There it is, foul to the screen. Still 1-2. Flippo came with a 1-2 fastball, fouled back. Tense moment, top of the first inning. Fifth hitter, Hampf, at the plate for Lincoln View. Two on, two out. Two base hits in the inning for Lincoln View. Flippo stretches, pitches. Here is a slow curveball hit off the handle. Fisted down to Poling at first. It rolls to him near the bag. Easy touch at first. Inning over. Flippo out of hot water. Lincoln View doesn't score. We go to the bottom of the first. Lincoln View nothing. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRC. Ohio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Here is the Rushi Raiders starting lineup. At second base, leadoff hitter Braden Monin. Batting second, pitcher Xavier Flippo. In the third spot, third baseman Hayden Quinner. Batting fourth, DH Grant Saunders. In the five hole, shortstop Braylon Cordonier. Batting sixth, the catcher Aiden Chappie. Seventh, the center fielder Zane Chappie. Eighth, first baseman Jared Poling, batting ninth, Jude Counts in right field. Looking at Lincoln View defensively, it is Landon Price, the left-hander, the OSU commit on the mound, 24-0 over his last 2 years, 65 innings this season, and Bryant, he's allowed just 29 hits. That is less than a hit every two innings, if my quick math is correct. 134 Ks in 65 innings. That's over 2 Ks an inning. Seems impossible, but he's got that much speed and that much stuff.
Well, that definitely sounds like Big Ten pitcher statistics right there for somebody in high school to be throwing up before they head off to college.
So Price is on the mound. Carson Fox, the catcher. Third baseman Austin Buckrath for Lincoln View. Shortstop Dane Ebel, Thursday's pitcher. Evan Miller at second. Jack Dunlap at first. Outfield left to right. Brandon Renner. Brandon Kiesler, who doesn't bat. And Cole Binkley in right field for Lincoln View. First pitch by Price. Misses. Little off the plate. Ball one. One ball, no strikes to Braden Monin, who cuts at a high fastball. Comes up empty. One and one on Monin. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Lincoln View threatened, but put up a goose egg. Very high pitch to Monin. A good 7 feet off the ground. Fox went up above the helmet of Monin to snatch it. Swing at a fastball right down the middle, pumped right by Monin. He had a hefty gash at it, but came up empty. Quickly working his Price, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like a slider down in the zone. Monin came up empty and is out on strikes. Xavier Flippo to the plate. That's going to be tough to score a run. Maybe difficult and challenging to even get a base runner or two against this Price. Big, slow-breaking bender against Xavier Flippo. Floats inside for ball one.
And Price's last game, that regional final victory over Antwerp, I believe he had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning of that game. Antwerp was able to get some hits and score some runs in that inning, but still not enough to make a comeback.
After a high inside fastball was taken to make the count 2-0, Flippo rips and fouls to the screen, 2-1.
And Lincoln View did do the same thing in that contest as they are in the regional as they did here in the state.
Yes. Pitched Ebel in the first game, saving Price for game two. Swing and a foul out of play to the right off the bat of Flippo. 2-2 pitch. It's a big hook. Curveball around the plate. Didn't catch the outside corner. Umpire sat on it, looked it over, said ball three. Payoff pitch to Flippo, 3-2, Price winds, fires, hard ground ball by Flippo to deep short, shortstop ranges to his right, gloves, fires to first, got him by a step. Nicely done by Dane Ebel, Thursday's hurler for Lincoln View. He took three running steps to his right as the grounder by Flippo headed to left field was cut off, out recorded, two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first inning. Hayden Quinner steps in. The Bonin and Flippo, first two hitters for Rushi, each got hits in the state semifinal on Thursday. Here's another ground ball to deep short. Ebel gobbles it up but throws it away at first, and it goes into the dugout. I think that's going to be scored an infield hit in an error. There was no way to get Hayden Quinter at first.
Right.
That ball was hit very deep in the hole, almost to left field. But then Ebel uncorked a bad throw into the Lincoln View bench. And as a result, Quinter is awarded second base in scoring position with the two down here in the bottom of the first inning.
That was a very slow grounder there, too.
Here's Grant Saunders, best hitter on the year for the Rushi Raiders. He steps in.
Ebel had to absolutely come up firing on that one, and he did.
Grant also had a hit Thursday against Newark Catholic. Outfield for him, very deep in left. Pitch to Grant Saunders, up and in under the bill of the helmet. Ball one, no strikes, 1-0. Rushi with a runner in scoring position, two down, bottom of the first. Pitch to Saunders, yes, inside corner at the belt. Grant shrugged his shoulders, thought it was inside, too close. Umpire gave the pitcher the benefit of the doubt on that one. 1-1 pitch by Price to Saunders. Swung on, fouled, high in the air, back this direction into the Canal Park Suites area. 1-2 on Grant, who might be looking off speed here. Ball and two strikes. Quinter with a 10-foot lead out at second. The throw low and in. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes on Saunders. Wind blowing out to right field. 400 to straightaway center. 330 down the lines. Big curveball to Grant. It is bending in and over. He looks at it for strike three. Great pitch by Price. Rushi retired here in the bottom of the first. Rushi nothing. Lincoln View nothing. After one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
And we start the top of the second inning with a terrific play by Braylon Cordonia at short. He leaped to his right and hauled in the line drive off the bat of Evan Miller. fine play by Cordonier. He and Poling have turned in gems, as has Chappie on a great throw behind the plate to get a man out stealing in this game. Second hitter in the top of the second, Austin Bockrath swings and scorches a line drive to left field, a base hit on one bounce to Ross Fissinger, and Lincoln View's got one on, one down here in the second. Brian, it's a free swinging bunch.
Yes.
And they've tattooed some balls off Filippo so far.
Miller, that line out was the first pitch that Filippo had thrown to him, and that was just the second pitch there that Bockrath hit.
Jack Dunlap, the first baseman, steps in. Another left-hand batter for Lincoln View. Looks at a curve low and in for a ball. Lincoln View hitting it pretty hard through an inning in the third. Filippo's throw to first to Poling pretty close as Bockrath gets back in. He's got about a 6 or 7 foot lead. Filippo stretches, pitches to Dunlap. It's low and inside, bounces up there, rolls away from Chappie, and the runner at first scoots on down to second easily. That ball bounced right around home plate. Has to be scored a wild pitch. So now a runner is at second base for the second time in this game for Van Wert Lincoln View. One out, top of the second inning.
Aiden Chappie runs out there, has another quick chat with Filippo.
Dunlap hits from the left side, open stance. His left foot, back foot, is on the inside stripe of the box. Feet spread way apart, swings the bat up and down on his left shoulder. Filippo looks at second. Here is the pitch on the play to Dunlap, outside, ball two, 2-0. Filippo's command has been a little bit off, and Van Wert Lincoln View has scalded some balls. There's a strike waist high inside edge as he hummed a fastball right through there, did Filippo. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Dunlap. Interestingly enough, Fissinger in left shades the line. Outfield is snug, up tight. There's a ball bounced to Braylon Cordonier. It's short. Oh, my goodness. Braylon makes a mental mistake, throws the ball to second. There's no force out. The relay gets the runner at first by an eyelash. Wow. King-size break for Rushi. There was a runner at second who zipped to third. Braylon probably could have had him at third base.
Right.
He didn't look that direction at all. He was focused on second base for a force. There was no force, no runner at first. But alertly, Braden Monin pivoted at second and got the out at first base. Dunlap retired. Now Brandon Renner steps in, the left fielder, a runner at third. Two out for Lincoln View in the top of the second. Renner, another left-hand batter. Swing and a miss. Filippo got a curveball in below his hands. No balls and two strikes. Runner at third coming way down the line for Lincoln View. Outfield shading Renner to the left. Filippo throws high and away for a ball. The end of the order, left-hand hitters for Lincoln View. The top of the order, left-hand hitters for Lincoln View. Five and all. Here is the one ball, two strike pitch by Filippo. He's got to be calm and collected and make sure he doesn't balk here. Runner at third trying to be a distraction. There's a low and in curveball, and it's 2-2. You don't want Price to get to the plate. He is on deck, the leadoff hitter. 2-2 pitch to Renner. Slow breaking curveball, check swing, foul into the Rushi dugout. Filippo had him off stride, Bryant. Close to being a strike three swinging. Filippo needs one, and Chappie calls time, goes to the mound. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Big 2-2, two-out pitch, line in the hole between third and short. A clean base hit by Renner, and Lincoln View's on the board with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. A crucial two-out single by the number 9 hitter.
Absolutely, and Renner also had two strikes on him the first two pitches. He was down 0-2, but he's still able to battle back there, come up with a big hit. That's what you got to like if you're Lincoln View. Good news for Filippo is now you just have a runner at first, 1-0. No catastrophe here in the making. Just got to get this batter out here, and you're headed back to the dugout and going to be hitting yourself.
Filippo bounces a curveball to the plate against Landon Price. Four hits now for Lincoln View in an inning and two-thirds.
And again, Filippo gave up the first run of the game. Fort Loramie scored, went up 1-0. We know what happened in that one. 7-1, Rushi victory.
1-0 pitch to Price, high and away, ball two, 2-0. And now this is a hitter's count, dangerous man at the plate. Nearly a 450 average for Price. Again, he had three hits in the state semifinal on Thursday. Runner at first, Brandon Renner, the left fielder. Filippo looks over his shoulder at him, fires to Price, swung on, pasted to short on one hop to Cordonier. Flip on to second for the force. Ball was tagged, hit hard right at Braylon. Lincoln View scores one. They've had four hits. We go to the bottom of the second. Lincoln View 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You know, a well-kept secret in West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades. Back in 1953, three generations ago, when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started, Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we follow that standard every day since at Schnipple Construction. And since those early years, Schnipple has completed over 400 commercial projects. Today, the company is experiencing very unique growth in the hospitality industry. We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. We've built close to 60 hotels, in fact. Schnipple partners with Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. And we welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com. That's info@schnippleconstruction.com. S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Bottom of the second inning, and here come the Rushi Raiders, and a base knock by Braylon Cordonier as he floats one out into short right field. A looping single for him, and the Raiders have the tying run aboard at first with no one out in the bottom of the second frame.
Number 20,
Aiden. How about that, Brian?
What you want when you're in that situation, if you've just given up the first run of the game, now they have the opportunity here to keep it going with no outs.
Good sign. Rushi in its first five hitters, two hits off Landon Price. And now down just a run, opportunity to bunt. Aiden Chappie squares, looks at a pitch way high for a ball.
And another clutch hit by Braylon Cordonier in a season full of them.
Third base playing up for Lincoln View. Here's a bunt up the first base line. It's a no man's land. Price off and running. He shovels to first. Got him by a step. Maybe a half a step. Ooh, that was close. Beautifully placed bunt by Aiden Chappie.
Yes, it was.
Forcing the pitcher, Price, who's extremely athletic, to go darting off the mound. He made a beeline toward the first base bag. First baseman held tight there, and Price's momentum carried him toward first. He fielded the ball and shoveled it from the grass in one motion to nip Chappie. So a runner's at second, one away for Rushi. Bottom of the second inning, it's Lincoln View 1, Rushi nothing. Goes down as a sack bunt, nearly a bunt single for Aiden. Zane Chappie, the center fielder, swings and misses, and it's a strike. First pitch, I missed it, Brian.
That was a ball.
That's what I thought, a ball and a strike, one and one. Price wheels and deals, and Chappie sends a long, high foul out of play to the right as he got around late on a fastball. One and two on Zane Chappie. Rushi, a base hit away from tying the game. Outfield deep. Back to right fielder for Lincoln View is about 15 feet from the right field line. Of course, it was Zane who dumped that big two-out double along the right field stripe in the fourth inning on Thursday. Way low and outside to the hitter Chappie. And that brings the count now to what? Two and one? Not three
You've
and one.
You've got it.
Yeah, two and one on Zane. Here's the windup, the pitch by Price. Zane Chappie swings and wallops the line drive into deep left center field. It's a base hit. The center fielder roams to his right, cuts it off. Huge base knock for Zane Chappie. Wow, he clobbered that ball. Center fielder had to get on his horse to maintain a single. Chappie made the wide turn at first, scoring easily. Braylon Cordonier from second, and the Rushi Raiders have fought right back to tie the game in the top of the third inning. Here's Jared Poling at the plate. Pickoff attempt. Wild throw by Price. It's down the right field line. Ricochets to the right fielder. Chappie dashes into second. Two errors so far in the early going for Lincoln View.
Well, in these recent tournament games, it has taken Rushi one time through the lineup before they've started hitting. They haven't even needed that today. They already have three hits to their credit, and we're just at the number eight batter.
Jared Poling to the plate, looks at a strike, a bender on the outside corner. And now Rushi, Bryant, has got the go-ahead run at second here in the bottom of the second inning. Game tied at one. There's a slow, high curveball dealt by Price, fouled to the screen by Poling. No balls, two strikes on him. Good lead out at second for Chappie. The shortstop, Ebel, is close by. Check swing. I think he went around. He did. Jared tried to hold back. Couldn't do it. High fastball by Price. Pretty tempting. Strikeout, two away. And here's Jude Counts. Go-ahead run at second base. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the second. We're tied at one. Right-hand batting Counts. Looks at a pitch away for a ball. Counts had a nice base knock for the Raiders in the state semifinal. Next pitch to him, misses in. Two balls, no strikes, two and nothing on Counts. On deck, top of the order, Braden Monin. Opportunity here for Rushi to sneak ahead in this game. Price whips a fastball in there. Counts on it, fouls it to the screen. Two balls, one strike. Tell you what, Bryant, so far Rushi has hit a few of the Price fastballs with some sting right off the barrel. Pitch to Counts. Oh, it's a perfect curveball. Had him off stride. He couldn't pull the trigger. Price bent one in and over to even up the count at two and two. Price fires again. Another curveball. Looped in the air. Short right center field. Right fielder running hard. Makes a big dive. Cannot get it. Cannot get it. It's a base hit. Rushi's in front. 2-1.
Well, nice effort there by Binkley. He dove for it. Did come close for it, but still a very tough ball. Great hit by Counts. And ultimately, it allows Rushi to take the lead.
Cole.
Just a little out of Binkley's range there.
Yep, he is a left-handed right fielder. The ball was hit to his glove side. It looked like he got a little bit of a late jump. He didn't move into right center right away quickly enough. He dove, got a glove on it as he tried to trap it. It squirted away. Runner scored easily for the Raiders from second base, and it's a 2-1 advantage. And Counts is picked off first. And the throw down to second base is way late. Counts with a heads-up move. Looked like he was a dead duck, but the catcher for Lincoln View probably should have stared him down and run at him and thrown the ball to second to make sure he couldn't move up 90 feet, which he did.
That throw went to first, and he took off running there, able to get to second. Rushi now with another runner in scoring position.
Yep.
They're going to try to keep this big inning alive here.
Two strikes on Braden Monin. Nothing to count on him. Counts down at second. Price winds, pitches. Monin cuts at a high fastball and whiffs. And Lincoln View players come off the mound. I thought it was strike three. So did everybody out in the field of play.
Including Monin.
and apparently there was a pitch that was called a ball. Most everyone thought it was a strike. And it must be 2-2. To recap what happened when Counts was at first base, Price had him picked off. Or I should say the catcher, essentially, had Counts picked off. As Counts wandered too far off the bag after the pitch was received at home plate, and the catcher made a mistake and threw late behind him, and Counts darted down to second. Umpires have conferenced in the middle of the diamond and have determined, oddly enough, that Jack Kramer was right initially, and it was strike three. That's how, weirdly, the second inning comes to a close. But Rushi gets two and goes in front of Lincoln View. We head to the third. Rushi 2, Lincoln View 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Francis Schulze in Rushi, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. For these two teams here today, there are key building components as well. For Rushi, it's tried to do what it can, scrap and claw against starting pitcher Landon Price of Van Wert Lincoln View. And the Raiders have done that very well so far, earning two big runs there in the bottom of the second to take the lead. For Lincoln View, it's get the front of the order on. It's a club that really hits 1-5. And the second, third, and fourth hitters in the Lincoln View lineup come calling against Xavier Flippo now in the top of the third inning. And there's a big curveball by Flippo in and over for strike one. No balls and a strike on Cole Binkley, the right fielder. Flippo again, curveball bouncing, but a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. 0-2 pitch to Binkley, way outside, and it's 1-2. Francis Schulze and Ruschi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 1-2 to Binkley, curveball, bounce down to Poling, it handcuffs him, hits him in the chest, it rolls into foul ground, Binkley is safe at first base. That'll be scored an error more than likely, but it was a tough play. Ball came up on Poling, wound up shoulder level, didn't look like it would take that big of a hop off the ground, but did, and Poling got a glove on it. Ball trickled off into the first base coaching box. Binkley is aboard.
They did score that in air.
Yep.
That is Rushi's first of the game. Lincoln View has two to their credit officially.
Right. Here is Dane Ebel, another left-hand batter. Ball was hit pretty sharply, but on two big hops to Poling, and it wound up being a tough snag for him. Runner first, big lead. Ebel doesn't square to bunt. Swings at a curveball. Strike. First pitch was also a strike, correct?
Correct.
Nothing in two. A lot of base runners here in the first two innings plus. We didn't necessarily think that would be the case. Here's the windup, the pitch to Ebel. Ground ball to second. To his left goes the second baseman, Monin. Looks at second for the force. Thinks better of it. Might have had him. Swivels, throws to Poling for the out at first. Runner moves up. Braden definitely, with a good throw, had his man at second base.
Right. As you were saying, though, Jack Arrow, Hershey already has four hits to their credit today. Lincoln View, three. So they have come out hitting, and we are only in the top of the third.
Here's Carson Fox looking at a curveball outside for ball one. Love the mechanics of this plate umpire. You can tell by the swivel of his head, Bryant, if the pitch is off the inside edge or outside edge. Right-hand batter Fox, runner at second. That's the tying run for Lincoln View. And the ball thrown by Flippo grazes Fox on the left shoulder. It nipped him. Left bicep, maybe. First and second now for Lincoln View. That puts the go-ahead run on at first. We're in the top of the third. Ruschi 2, Lincoln View 1. Here's Caden Hanf, the DH. By the way, Fox, the previous hitter, had singled earlier in the first inning. Pitch to Hanf, curveball, missed, low and away. One ball, no strikes on him. Infield, a double play depth. Boy, Xavier Flippo would love a ground ball to shortstop Braylon Cordonier right here. Wind up the pitch to Hanf. Yes, sir. Outside corner at the belt. Well done. Fissinger deep and left. Center fielder Chappie. Medium depth for Ruschi. Here's a big curveball back to the mound. It is fielded by the pitcher Flippo. Throws on to second for one. Relay to first. Gets away. It's in the dirt. Rolls through the gate into the dugout of Lincoln View. That ties up the game. Braylon Cordonier got the throw coming across the bag from Flippo. Flippo produced what he wanted, a tapper right back to the box. Braylon's delivery to first, he pulled the string on it.
Yes.
And it was down to Poling, who couldn't smother it and get the scoop cleanly. And the batter runner goes down to second. And I'm confused here, Bryant. No, I'm not. The runner at second scored. The runner at first was retired on the force out at second.
Correct.
So one run is in. Game is tied at two. Wow. Some nerves being expressed by both clubs here in the first third of this game. Two out for Lincoln View. Top of the third inning, and we're tied at two. Here's the windup. Big curveball. Yes. That was a curve in and over to Evan Miller. Miller was out on a hard line drive to Braylon Cordonier in the second inning. He made a spectacular catch, leaping off to his right. Foul to the screen, and it's 0-2 on Miller. What did I say, Brian, about 15 minutes ago? The team that will be able to shake the nerves first will have an advantage. And right now, both clubs are experiencing jitters. No question about it. Here's Flippo's pitch to the plate. Curveball low and away. Swung on and missed. A hack by Miller. He came up empty. Game is tied. We go to the bottom of the third. Lincoln View plates one to even the count at two. It's a 2-2 ball game. Ruchi and Lincoln View, bottom of the third, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, thanks to two Ruchi errors, Van Wart Lincoln View plates a run in the top of the third inning to tie this game up at two. An error by Poling on a tricky hop ground ball right near the first base bag. That started the inning. And then a low throw by Braylon Cordonier, Bryant, on what would have been an inning-ending double play, allowing no runs. But Cordonier's relay to first base after getting the throw from Flippo on the mound went in the dirt. And Poling could not catch it. In fact, the ball went into the dugout, allowing the run to score. Four errors in this game, as you were noting off air a moment ago. I wouldn't have predicted that.
Neither would I. Ruchi has shown an ability to hit. We'll see if they can keep it going.
Here's Xavier Flippo to start the bottom of the third inning. Swings and hits a high fly ball to straightaway center field. And it's right at the center fielder, Brandon Kiesler. He's got it in his tracks. One down.
Again, in Ruchi's recent tournament games that we have covered, they needed a time through the lineup to really start getting going.
Yep.
And we are just now heading back through number three man coming up for the second time. They already have four hits to their credit.
Landon Price bounces one to the plate. I tell you what, I don't think we're seeing vintage Landon Price here today. There's a strike on the inside corner, one and one on Quinter. One, two, three, four hits for the Raiders so far through two and a third.
Well, you say that, Jack. Those last two pitches he just threw were absolutely beautiful.
Yep, they sure were.
So maybe he's finding his footing here as this game continues.
One and two on Quinter, who swings fouls to the screen off to the right as Price tried to throw a fastball by him. Still one and two. Game tied at two, bottom of the third. The windup, the pitch by Price to Quinter. Off speed, very high, well out of the zone.
Yep. As you were saying, though, he has had a lot of high ones today.
Yep, neither pitcher with what I would call good command, below average for sure. Here's a late swing by Quinter, and he powers a fastball into right field, a base hit. He shot it over the head of the second baseman, who ranged to his left, stuck up the glove, couldn't haul it in. Good piece of hitting by Quinter. He took the fastball above the belt on the outside corner into right field. That's how you get it done, textbook. Five hits now for Ruchi, which is tagging Landon Price. Grant Saunders to the plate. One on, one out. Curveball inside corner for a strike.
Price's pitch count up to 49 now. He has 31 strikes out of those. He's had 12 balls fouled off today.
There's a pitch bouncing to the plate. Good job by Fox, the catcher, keeping Quinter at first. Interestingly enough, the right fielder, Binkley, is darn near on the right field foul line for the right-hand batting Saunders, who steps away from the plate and looks at it inside. 2-1. Kiesler is deep in center. Renner very deep in left for Saunders. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled to the screen. He was on it. Just missed it. 2-2 on Saunders. Bottom of the third, Raiders with the go-ahead run at first. One out, 2-2 tie. Division 4 state championship. Price winds, fires. Here's a cut and a miss by Saunders. He's out on strikes. Here's Braylon Cordonier from the left side. Braylon very capable of gapping the baseball against Price.
I'm sure Bruce should be hoping for more from Saunders for the rest of the day now. That is now two strikeouts for him.
Cordonier owns one of Rushi's five hits so far.
That's what I was getting ready to say, too. Yeah, we talked about how he's come up big for Rushi time and time again. I think that says something for Cordonier as a freshman that, as Craig Fissinger told us on the pregame on Thursday, that he was awarded the team MVP award. And that is taking into consideration that Grant Saunders was the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year.
There's the 1-0 pitch, strike, a fastball on the inside corner. And then another fastball at the knees. Rushi crowd thought it was low. 1-2 on Braylon, who's got a huge opening in right center field. 1-2 pitch swung on, grounded down the first base line. It's fair. It ricochets off the first baseman into foul ground. And there goes Hayden Quinter dashing around second, sliding into third. They're on the corners. Infield hit officially for Cordonier. First baseman got a glove on it. Ball was really tagged. And it was right over the bag. First baseman got a mitt on it as the plate umpire was signaling fair, as was the first base umpire. It was mighty close. They were on it. And the Raiders have got runners at the corners at first and third. As Braylon Cordonier turned on one, got to believe the official score credits him with a single. Swing and a rolled foul to the left off the bat of Aiden Chappie. Two on, two out for Rushi. Bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, Cordonier was given a single for that one. So yep. Two for two today, and man, he's going to have a heck of a career with three more years left to play.
Yep. Runners at the corners. Here's the pitch by Price. Maybe the best pitch he's thrown all day long. A curveball or a slider caught the outside corner away from Aiden Chappie. He looked it over, didn't pull the trigger. Two strikes on Aiden. Another curveball, spiked to the right side. It is into right field, a base hit. Clinic hitting at the plate for the Rushi Raiders. Aiden Chappie saw a pitch come tailing in over the outside corner, and he stroked that ball right where it was thrown in the hole between first and second, and Rushi's got the lead back 3-2. Runners at first and second, two down here in the bottom of the third. Zane Chappie swings and misses for strike one. Fundamentally sound hitting at the plate by these athletes of Rushi. Big Bender is outside. Home plate umpire checks with the first base umpire on the swing. Ruled no. A ball, a strike on Zane Chappie, who looks at one inside. It rolls away from the catcher. No advance by anybody. 2-1 on Zane. 2 on, 2 out, Rushi. Bottom of the third. Raiders 3, Lincoln View 2. Rushi continues to battle back, having overtaken Lincoln View twice in this game. Up and in under the chin of the hitter. Three ball count, am I correct, Bryant, on Zane? There's the windup, but Price.
3-1.
There's a 3-1 pitch. Uh-oh, Zane Chappie's halfway down to first. And the plate umpire says, come on back. That's on the inside corner. 3-2 count. Huge pitch here in this frame. Bottom of the third. 2 on, 2 out for Rushi. Price fires. A cut and a high fastball and a whiff. Zane Chappie climbed the ladder. Couldn't connect. Big out recorded by Price. But the Rushi Raiders tag him for three more hits, seven in all by Rushi in this game. And the Raiders lead Van Wert Lincoln View 3-2 after three. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. The rallying Rushi Raiders have gone ahead of Lincoln View again. It's 3-2. Flippo starts off the fourth inning with a breaking ball inside. Austin Bachrath, the third baseman, is the hitter. He singled in the second. He fouls to the screen here, and it's 1-1. That's a case, Bryant, of which starting pitcher will settle in and start to record a string of outs. Flippo throws a curveball. It hangs up for Bachrath, and look out. He smashes one to deep right center field. It's up the alley. Off and running goes Shappy, the center fielder, gets it near the warning track. Bachrath has doubled for Lincoln View to start the fourth inning.
And we were thinking this may be a pitcher's duel heading into this, but it's been anything other than that. When we're talking about Price, this has to be one of the toughest games of his high school career so far. He's only pitched three innings. It's taken him 66 pitches to get through them, and he's given up two earned runs on seven hits. He has struck out six.
Yep, he's giving up this year less than one hit for every two innings, and Rushi's worked him over for seven so far. And Lincoln View tries to bunt the runner on second to third base and fouls it off.
That hit there was the fourth Filippo has allowed today. He is sitting at 55 pitches himself right now.
Why do I have five? I've got five base hits for Lincoln View.
My stats may be, but only at four according to the scoreboard, too.
Then they record another error somewhere?
We'll have to take a look at that.
Ball bunted up the third baseline, foul again. Two straight fouled bunts by Dunlap, the hitter, first baseman for Lincoln View. Yeah, I've got Price and Fox with singles in the first. Bachrath and Renner with singles in the second. No hits in the third when they produced a run. And the double by Bachrath here in the fourth inning. Here's the two-strike pitch to Dunlap, and the batter steps out. Big stretch in this game. Wow, this contest has got 7-6, 6-5 written all over it. We would have thought before the game, Bryant, more like a 3-2, 2-1 contest. But unless these pitchers settle in fast, it may take 5 or 6 to win this game.
Right.
Here is the two-strike pitch to Dunlap with a runner at second who's got a good lead. Flippo stares him down. Dunlap fouls to the screen. This is a mighty big park. And the double by Bockrath didn't quite get to the warning track in very deep right center. It rolled to a stop about 385 from home plate. It's 330 down the lines, 400 to a nook and straightaway center. Slow curveball, low and outside, swing and a miss, and a great tag applied at the plate by Shappy, the catcher, as the ball bounced up there. First base was open. Heads up play by Shappy, who put the mitt on Dunlap. He's out on strikes. Here's Brandon Renner, who singled in the second. Tying run for Lincoln View out at second. We're in the top of the fourth, and it's a 3-2 game, Rushi. Big curveball by Flippo, high and away for ball one.
Yeah, that was a huge hit for Renner, who is, again, their number nine hitter. Lancers would love it if he could do that again here.
Yes.
With a runner on second.
Outfield is up a little tight for Renner. Should he single, the base runner, Bockrath, at second, might have a challenging time scoring from second base. Renner, left-hand batter, right fielder for Rushi, is a little deeper than left and center. Here's a ground ball near the second base bag. It is gobbled up on the play by Monin. Whips a throw to first, out. Monin to Poling, runner on second, dances down to third. 90 feet away from tying up this game is Lincoln View. And now the top of the order steps in Landon Price. He's got a single and a ground out to short. There's a curveball, swing and a miss. It was down in the dirt, and Price went fishing. Important batter here, to say the least. 3-2, Rushi. Tying run for Lincoln View at third. Pitch to Price. Swung on, tap to the mound. One big bounce to Flippo. He zeroes in for Poling at first. Out recorded. Flippo gets the job done. Landon Price way out in front on the slow breaking ball. We've played 3.5. Rushi Raiders cling to a 3-2 state championship lead over Van Wert Lincoln View on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Like to remind Derek at the radio station that we will have a two-minute radio station commercial break at the end of this at bat for Rushi. Rushi hitting in the bottom of the fourth, leading in this game 3-2. Jared Poling steps in. He struck out back in the second. Landon Price winds, fires low for a ball. Price has not been Landon Price sharp. He's not had excellent command, that's for sure. Swing at a high fastball, a miss, 1-1. The Rushi Raiders have been able to single him up, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. I may have erred and said 7 a moment ago.
They have them for 7 on the board.
I'm sorry, yes, I miscounted, right. 7 indeed. Poling fouls out of play. A ball and 2 strikes on Jared. That's amazing. 7 hits off Landon Price in 3 innings. Here's the windup by Price. The pitch to Poling. Outside corner. No. Missed it. 2-2. Plate umpire looked it over and then jerked his head toward the left-hand batter's box. Poling swings, lifts a fly ball, foul down the right field line. It is curling out of play. So 7 hits for the Rushi Raiders. I've got Lincoln View for 5. Landon Price has given up amazingly better than 2 hits per inning. There's a pitch about 12 feet off the ground by Price. Where'd that come from? Has the count gone full? Is it 3-2, Bryant?
I believe that just made it, yes. Yep. Yes, it is.
3-2 on Poling. Boy, the Raiders would love to get this first hitter aboard. Pitch by Price. Check swing foul to the right into the Lincoln View dugout. Good piece of protection there at the plate by Poling. As that pitch by the hurler, Price, looked like it was going to be a strike. 3-2 pitch, fouled again to the screen. I tell you what, the Rushi Raiders are executing very nicely at the plate, making Price battle and work very hard, sending his pitch count way up.
I believe he's at 67 after that one.
Swing and a miss, fastball up and in, Poling down on strikes. How many Ks now for Price?
That would be number 7.
7 in 3 1/3. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi Raiders lead Van Wert Lincoln View by a 3-2 count. Here's Jude Counts. Had a base hit in the second. There's a ball that bounces to the plate. 1-0 on Counts.
Live stats have been updated by the OHSAA. 76 is Price's pitch count right now.
My goodness. Here's the windup by Price. The pitch, high fastball, swung on and missed. 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Counts. The pitch by Price, high fastball, a whiff, 1-2. That's a pitch you simply cannot catch up to, no chance. It's in the low 90s. It is shoulder level. That one's fouled to the screen, 1-2. Craig Fissinger and I talked in the pregame about the fact that the Raiders need to be disciplined and lay off that fastball in the chest. They have generated some nice opposite field base hits in this game against Price, who throws a pitch 8 feet off the ground. The catcher jumps to catch it. He is not sharp. He continues to work very quickly. Aims for the outside corner, doesn't get it. And Price takes off the bill of the cap, goes to the back of the mound. He's not himself, Bryant. He's frustrated at the moment. 3-2 pitch to Counts. And guess what? Counts steps out, and that unnerves Price even more. Rushi crowd loves it. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi 3, Lincoln View 2. One out for the Raiders, none on. Full count pitch by Price to Counts. Fastball up and in. He missed. Ball 4. Walked him. Here's Braden Monin. Not sure if you bunt with one out. You're up a run. Every run, extremely precious.
Monin is 0 for 2 today. Both strikeouts.
And here comes Coach Fishpaw to the mound for Van Wert Lincoln View. And he's going to have a talk with the infield group of Van Wert Lincoln View as Rushi has advanced the runner to first base on a base on balls. One out, bottom of the fourth. Rushi in the lead by a score of 3-2. Terrific weather here in Akron. A few puffy white clouds overhead. It has been late spring-like. These 3 days in Akron, gorgeous.
Beautiful and much more temperate than it was last weekend.
Yep. So after the chat on the mound, Price toes the rubber once more. And the top of the order for the Raiders awaits as Braden Monin. He squares to bunt and looks at a pitch way over his head for a ball. This is not the Landon Price that the Lincoln View fans expected to see. Pitch to Monin, inside corner, strike called, 1-1. Counts at first. Not a big threat to steal. Monin showed bunt on the first pitch. And he looks that pitch over, outside, ball two, 2-1. 2-1 on Monin, who does bunt, fouls it into the dugout of Lincoln View to the right. Two ball, two strike count. 2-2 in the right-hand batting, Braden Monin counts at first. Rushi up a run, 3-2, D4 state championship. Bottom of inning number four, pitch to Monin. Swung on and skied right back toward our suite here. And it misses us, Bryant, by about two rows.
It does.
Two balls, two strikes. Price now well up over 80 pitches. Fires again. Outside corner target. And Monin sprays it foul. Out of play. Landon Price's pitch count continues to soar. Runner at first. One out for Rushi. There's a high curve, and Monin drills it foul, out of play down the right field line. That might have been ball four, although Braden liked it and hit it on the barrel. There's a high fastball, swing and a miss, throw down to first base to get counts. It's high and wild. It goes into the right field corner, and counts darts down to second. My goodness, the catcher, Fox, tried to throw behind counts and missed his first baseman by 7 or 8 feet, Bryant.
Yeah, we've talked about the nerves or whatever the problem is today, and he has had several unadvised throws himself.
And with the out the aid of a bunt or a walk, Rushi moves up the runner, counts at second, two out, bottom of the fourth inning. And stepping into hit now for the Raiders is Xavier Flippo, trying to help his own cause. Swings and fouls it on the roof between home and first here at Canal Park in Akron. No balls and a strike on Flippo. I've got unofficially three errors now on Lincoln View. Pitch to Flippo, curveball, inside, ball one. Price didn't like the call. A ball, a strike on Xavier Flippo.
The official stats agree with you there, too, Jack. Three errors. Rushi sitting at two right now.
Stretching, pitching is Price. Big bounding ball off the bat of Flippo. First baseman ranges to his right, backhands it, and beats Flippo to the bag. Inning over, very nice play, but Dunlap, the first baseman for Lincoln View. Yep, another error recorded by the Lancers. Rushi comes up empty. We've got a two-minute radio station break coming up next. Two-minute radio station break is next. We played four. We head to the fifth. It's Rushi 3, Lincoln View 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thank you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM to Butcher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Fort Loramie in Piqua, Sydney Body Car Star, and Realty 2000. Flippo with a 1-1 count here on the first hitter of the fifth inning for Lincoln View. It's Cole Binkley, and he swings at a low inside curveball that bounced. He missed it. It's 1-2. Boy, Flippo's got him fishing for that low curveball here this afternoon. Here's another curve, skied into short center. Who's got it? Braylon Cordonier's out over his shoulder. He can't get it. Tough break for Braylon. He was twisting around. Neither outfielder called him off in left or center. Ball fell to the turf. Base hit for Binkley. Pop fly single. Braylon will tell you right now, Bryant, he should have caught the ball.
Yeah, that's a rough break there for Rushi.
Yep.
They're clinging here to this 3-2 lead. Had a nice inning last inning. The Lincoln View now one runner on and no outs. And we are at their number three batter here.
Here is Dane Ebel, the shortstop. Very good hitter. 373 on the year. Binkley at first, good speed. Curveball to Ebel, grounded to second. Monin ranges far to his left. He lurches and can't get it. It rolls out into right field. Base hit. Runners move up. Or I should say the one runner moves up. First and second, nobody out. Lincoln View threatening seriously here in the fifth. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bryant, but the wind, which had been blowing in the previous 2 days of this state tournament, is now blowing out, and that may have played havoc with Braylon Cordonier, who was searching for that ball in short left center field, and it kept drifting away and away from him. And now Lincoln View has got a rally stirred up in inning number five, two aboard.
Yeah, the flagpoles here are in left center field. They're almost directly straight ahead of where we're at. And you can barely see the flags as they're getting pulled right in that direction.
Rushi up a run. A bunt is in order here for Lincoln View. Carson Fox, the right-hand batter, looks at a curveball outside for ball one. Well, Rushi needs outs. Up at the corners are the Raiders. Two on, none out. Lincoln View, top of the fifth. Rushi three, Lincoln View two. Flippo fires, and it's an infield fly rule pop up to Poling. Easy does it, one down. We'll take it. Lincoln View swinging away, not the right choice in that situation.
Filippo's pitch count is getting up there, too, but nowhere near as bad as Price, so I don't think at this rate Jack is going to be able to finish this game. Pitch count at 100, the pitch limit is 125. I believe he was at 95 pitches after last inning.
Here is Hanf up to the plate, swings, taps a curveball back to the mound. It is Filippo to his right, has it, guns it to Poling for the out. Runners advance.
Rushi's loving them, swinging quickly. That is two quick outs there. Two easy outs.
Carson Fox retired on a pop-up to Poling. Caden Hanf retired on a trickler to the mound. The curveball by Flippo has got Lincoln View off balance. Two straight outs. Here's Evan Miller, who's been out on a shot to short. Cordonier speared it back in the second. He's also K'd. Flippo fires, and first pitch hitting is the batter, Miller. Pop-up foul ground right side. Running catch by Poling. Inning over. My goodness, Flippo to the rescue after the first two reach. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rushi Raiders 3, Van Wert Lincoln View 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We return to action here at Canal Park in Akron. The Rushi Raiders cling to a precarious 3-2 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. And stepping in is Hayden Quinter. As quickly, the count has gone full on Hayden, 3-2. He just stroked a line drive foul down the right field line. Pitch count now for Landon Price. What, 100 plus how many?
101.
There it was, 101. He went from the high 90s to over 100 here against Quinter. And Quinter leans away, looks at one up under his neck, and it's a ball four. Quinter's on. Landon Price frustrated with himself here, Bryant, over the last few innings. No question about it. Not sharp. A lot of balls way out of the strike zone. Here's a bunt hit the plate by Saunders. Nicely done, and it's bobbled. It's bobbled on the plate by the pitcher. Out at first base by a half step. Almost a big error by Price. Price has had one error already in this game. The bunt by Saunders was between home and first. Price came off the mound and muffed it again. But got Saunders at first base, but Quinter advances down to second. That is an enormous insurance run. Nice sack bunt by Grant Saunders. How about that, Bryant? How often in high school baseball does the number four hitter turn in a sack bunt? Well, for Kevin Flippo's Rushi Raiders, it happens. And this was a big one. And I'm not sure what is going on at the moment, but the second base umpire has come to the mound to have a quick word with Landon Price on the hill for Lincoln View. Rushi Raiders lead 3-2, bottom of the fifth. Rushi trying to play add-on. Quinter, who walked, is out at second.
Jack, they were letting some Lincoln View players run to the dugout, the bullpen, which is in right field.
Okay.
They stop play for that.
Here's Braylon Cordonnier. A base hit would give Rushi a 4-2 lead. Landon Price throws, curveball, caught the inside corner for a strike on Braylon. Outfield deep and around to the right. Here's the windup, the pitch to Cordonier. It bounces, and it rolls away. 15 feet behind home plate. There's a dash by Quinter down to third. He's 90 feet away with the fourth run.
It's going to be a good insurance run here for Rushi if they can get this in.
It is.
Only one out here.
You're right. It's not been a clean game for Lincoln View, that's for sure. Here is a steal of the plate by, no, it's a squeeze. It's a squeeze, a suicide out as Cordonier whiffed on the bunt attempt and Quinter is cut down about five steps from home.
Tough break there for the Raiders.
And the count to Cordonier goes to 2-2. That was clearly a suicide squeeze. Did I call that right, Bryant?
Yes, you did.
Quinter was coming with the pitch. Braylon couldn't get it down. It was a high fastball. He missed on it. The 2-2 pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Lincoln View players were coming off the field. I was fooled. I thought it was strike three as well. Now, apparently, the pitch on which Quinter was out at the plate was not a bunt attempt. Apparently, Cordonier checked. Here's a high curveball, and the count goes to 3-2, and the four officials on the field called time before the pitch. Oddly enough, Bryant, this is the second time in this game the four umpires have had to get together on the count.
That is odd for a state championship game.
And what is it officially, 2-2?
It's what the board has it as.
All I can figure out, Brian, is that Cordonier was ruled to have not have bunted.
I guess so.
At the ball on the suicide squeeze. And Braylon swings at the 2-2 pitch. It's a high foul pop outside of third. Third baseman for the Lincoln View Lancers shades his eyes from the sun, drops down the glasses, and makes the catch. Austin Bachrath has got it, and Cordonier is retired, and it was a failed suicide squeeze by Rushi there in the bottom of the fifth, which prevents the Raiders from advancing the lead to 4-2. Instead, it is 3-2, Rushi. We head to the sixth. Raiders lead the state championship tilt by one over the Lincoln View Lancers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
As we return to action here in the top of the sixth inning, Xavier Flippo is in a groove. He quickly strikes out Austin Bachrath on three pitches, the last of which was in the dirt. And Shappy whiffed on the tag, reached out, tried to get him before he left the left-hand batter's box. And then Shappy threw a bullet down to Poling at first. Well done by Aiden Shappy. And Lincoln View now is down to five outs, Bryant. We're in the top of the sixth inning, and Rushi's got the lead 3-2 over Lincoln View, which is at the bottom of its order. 8 and 9 are left for Flippo, who is ahead in the count 0-2 on Jack Dunlap, the first baseman. Xavier is getting that curveball to finish up right at the knees. There it is again, swinging over the top of it. The hitter Dunlap, strike three, he's out. Flippo's bender has really got Lincoln View striding off balance at the moment. Two straight K's of Bachrath and Dunlap here in the top of the sixth for Lincoln View. Here's Brandon Renner. If Flippo can retire Renner, Lincoln View will have the top of the order in the top of the seventh inning in Price, Binkley, and Ebel. Ball outside to Renner, 1-0 count. Outfield for the left-hand hitter, pulled around to the right. Flippo winds, fires. Strike call. That was a fastball at the knees, 1-1. Rushi Raiders, according to media folks here in the booths and suites at Canal Park in Akron, were a prohibitive underdog. In fact, there are about five or six electronic media covering Lincoln View live. We're the only one covering the Rushi Raiders, who are four outs from pulling off this upset state championship. Fouled away by Renner outside of third. A ball and two strikes. Ross Fissinger shading a little bit toward the left field line for this left-hand batter, although Shappy in center is in right center field. Here's a changeup outside and high, 2-2. Flippo needs to go get Renner and lead off the seventh with Price. Curveball, swing, miss, strike three. Flippo K's the side. Xavier Flippo on a roll, getting a big boost from his teammates as he crosses the third baseline, heading back to toward the dugout. Rushi Raiders trying to knock off Van Wert Lincoln View, third-ranked team in the state. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's Rushi 3, Lincoln View 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Aiden Chappie has just swung on the first pitch here in the bottom of the sixth inning and hit a hard ground ball single in the hole between third and short to left field. And here comes Lincoln View looking for a bunt from the next hitter, Zane Chappie. Odd play, second baseman for Lincoln View came running in, 100 feet from his position. That's a nuance I hadn't seen defensively against the sack bunt. Zane Chappie squares. Does he go after the high fastball? No, he pulled the bat back. And the count is 1-2. Price was ahead at 0-2. Again, the second baseman came darting forward. That's Evan Miller. Here he comes again. They're looking for the bunt. Swing and a fly ball, right field line. Right fielder into foul ground on the track. Can't catch up to it. Still 1-2. Raiders had a big chance to tack on a fourth run in the previous inning. Braylon Cordonier may not have gotten the sign. Who knows? Rushi had a runner at third with one out, and the suicide squeeze was on, and Quinter was nailed at the plate easily. In fact, I think the pitch was called a ball.
I believe it was,
yeah,
yes.
It was ruled that Braylon didn't offer at it, so maybe a mix-up in the sign. Swing and a miss by Zane Chappie on the two-strike pitch. He goes down on strikes.
Well, that was Price's ninth strikeout of the day, but Jack, what's been the bigger deal is that Rushi has gotten 8 hits off of him, much more than he is used to giving up, and that is why the Raiders are on top here, as well as having the aid of 3 errors by Lincoln View.
Yep. That sums it up right there.
More hits and less errors. That's a good recipe to win a game in a state championship.
Here's Jared Poling with a runner at first. Looks at a pitch outside for a ball. Rushi has one on, one out. Bottom of the sixth. Rushi 3, Lincoln View 2. Rushi trying to stage a big upset here today. The unranked Raiders against the number 3 team in the state. Here's a fastball inside corner, belt high, called a strike. 1-1 on Poling. Raiders have done a nice job hitting the ball where it's pitched. Here again today, all throughout the regional, too.
Yes.
Last 4 games of this tournament run by Rushi. They've hit balls the opposite way. They've done it successfully against the OSU commit Price. Poling has just swung and missed again, and then he cuts at a high fastball once more. Strikeout number 10 for Price. Here comes counts to the plate. Aiden Chappie may have to run here to get down to second base. Rushi failed to bunt with Zane Chappie at the plate. Here's Jude Counts looking at a strike, 0-1.
Well, regardless of what happens in the top of the seventh, this is going to be the last of Price we're going to see today, I bet. He just threw his 121st pitch.
Right.
Pitch limit is 125. He'll be able to finish the batter if he hits it here, but then he will be done.
Oh, here's a low pitch. It bounces to the plate. Off and running is the Rushi runner, and it's Aiden Chappie sliding in safely at second base as the throw down eludes the shortstop. One ball, one strike count on Counts. Rushi getting a runner at second, had a runner at third in the previous inning. Raiders would love to plate an insurance marker here in the bottom of the sixth inning, up 3-2. Pitch to Counts, inside corner strike, 1-2. Price nearing that 125 total. 1-2 pitch to Counts. Drilled foul out of play to the right. He's got to be, what, just a pitch or two away?
And he's at 124 now. So he will be able to finish Counts regardless of what happens here. But if they can't get counts out, and they don't, they're going to have to bring somebody else on.
It plunked him. The pitch by Price plunked Jude Counts in the left hip, and he's running beyond first base trying to shake it off. Two on for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Price has reached his limit. Good time to take a two-minute radio station break, Bryant. We'll take a two-minute radio station break. Rushi Raiders, two aboard, bottom of the sixth. Landon Price for Van Wert Lincoln View has reached his 125 pitch count, struck out 10, but gave up 8 hits and was not himself here today. Rushi tagged him with 8 clean singles. And as Bryant noted a moment ago, 3 errors by Lincoln View did not help the Van Wert cause or Price the pitcher himself. 2-minute radio station break. 2 outs for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Raiders have 2 on. Leading 3-2 is Rushi over Van Wert Lincoln View. Radio station break now on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Well, Keegan Ferris has come onto the mound to replace Landon Price in the right-hander out of the bullpen. Promptly hits the Redskin batter, who is Braden Monin. That came after Price hit Jude Counts, and Rushi has loaded the bases now. Ferris has nowhere to put Xavier Flippo, who looks at ball one. Boy, what a significant insurance run this would be. Ferris into the windup, the pitch to Flippo. It is a strike at the letters, a ball and a strike, 1-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Rushi has threatened often in this game. In fact, at 2 straight innings here now, Rushi's had runners at third. Here's the windup, the pitch, way up and in, 2-1, nowhere to put Flippo. It's 3-2 in favor of Rushi. My goodness, would this ever be a critical add-on for the Raiders?
Absolutely.
2-1 pitch by Ferris, way low and outside, 3-1. Rushi's got him loaded, 2 out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rushi up 3-2. Do you have the take on here for Flippo? Here is Ferris into the windup. He looks at his catcher, Fox, comes plateward. It is outside, ball 4. Raiders lead it 4-2. Unbelievable. Boy, the pitching has failed Lincoln View here today.
Yes, it has. And again, as Craig Fissinger mentioned on our pregame show, Jack, a lot of Lincoln View fans were walking into the stadium today with 24-0 shirts. That was the career record for Landon Price.
Yep.
He very well could pick up his first loss in the state championship game of his senior year.
Yep, that 24-0 mark is in serious jeopardy now. Brucey with a two-run lead, 5-3. Hayden Quinter's up, bases full still. And I think you make Ferris throw a strike before you cut it one.
Brucey was warming someone up in the bullpen. They ran in while we were on commercial break, so we could see somebody besides Filippo here coming up in the top of the seventh.
Pitch to Quinter, strike right down the middle. 0-1 on Quinter. Good game today for Hayden. He's hit two hits. So is Braylon Cordonier in this contest. Aiden Chappie's had a couple. There's a ball upstairs, 1-1. Bases full for Raiders. They're clogged. First, second, and third. One run is scored. 4-2 in favor of Rushi. There's a line drive down the left field line, and it's fair about 10 feet. The left fielder scurries over to get it. One run scores. Here comes another one, and Rushi leads it 6-3. That might be the clincher.
It's going to take a huge effort from Lincoln View on the top of the seventh now. Big inning here for Rushi to seal this one, potentially.
The left fielder, Renner, got a late start for it. Don't think he could have gotten a glove on the ball. It hit about 10, 12 feet fair, a liner over third. Outfield was pulled to the left for Quinter. But the left fielder couldn't make the grab, and with two down, the Raiders were off and running on contact, and two score easily. First and second now for the Rushi Raiders, two more runs in. What did I say the score was? It is
6-2.
I missed that too.
6-2.
I'm double checking myself. Always good to do that every now and then. Thanks, Bryant. 6-2. Amazingly, a four-run lead for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Van Wert, Lincoln View, just has not played very well. The Raiders have outplayed them in a major way here in the state championship game.
In every facet of this game, too.
Yep. Here's Grant Saunders, two aboard. The pitch to him, a strike at the knees, delivered by Ferris. Right-hander out of the bullpen for Lincoln View. Hit a batter, then walked in a run and gave up a hit to Quinter. Saunders fouls to the Raider dugout.
And we looked like we were going to be getting out of this inning quickly. Aiden Chappie did lead off with that single, but then Price retired two batters. And he got up early on counts, but counts got hit by a pitch by Price.
Foul to the screen by Saunders.
And that's how Price ended his high school career, by hitting a batter.
So it's nothing and two on Grant. Landon Price, marvelous career at Van Wert Lincoln View, which lost in the state semifinal last year, bidding for a state championship today here against Rushi, but now trails 6-2. Again, I mistakenly said 6-3 a moment ago. The pitch to Saunders outside, close. He took it. That one bounces to the plate. Good stop by Fox at home, preventing the runners from advancing. And it's 2-2 on Grant. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Two down, bottom of the sixth inning. Raiders lead it now 6-2. Ferris looks at his runners, throws to Saunders. Hard ground ball towards short. Tremendous play by the shortstop. He flips on to second. It's bobbled. They can't hang on. Runner scores all the way from second base. And the Lincoln View players are fit to be tied. Saunders drilled one, a grass cutter in the hole between third and short. The shortstop, Ebel, made a terrific play. Or that may very well be Price at it short. I'm not sure. He does, no, he plays at first base when he doesn't pitch, I think. I believe that was Ebel. Good backhanded maneuver, but the throw was low to the second baseman. He tried to get it on the short hop, couldn't handle it. And the Raiders score the runner from second. Rushi had two on right during that at bat, correct,
yes,
Brian?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Rushi had two on at first and second.
And we'll give a name to the young man who scored. That was a pinch runner who was brought in, Felix Francis.
Yep, he came on to pinch run for Flippo, who had walked. Give Saunders a base hit, but charged the shortstop with a throwing error, which allowed the man on second to circle third and score. Would that be correct?
That is correct. That's exactly how the official statisticians scored it as well.
Here's Braylon Cordonier at the plate. Swing and a miss, and the Raiders steal third easily. And Rushi now up 7-2 as runners at first and third. Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2. Holy cow.
At this rate, Jack, Lincoln View may not be coming up in the top of the seventh. You've got a runner on third. And the batter coming up to the plate is your potential run rule guy.
Number 20, Aiden.
Here is Aiden Chappie stepping in. Rushi with an unbelievable inning here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's a swing by Chappie, and he powers a line drive hard between third and short. Another base knock. Cordonier scores. Am I correct in counting the runs, Bryant? 10-2?
You've got it. So that'll still be two away. I was giving him an extra run with what I said a moment ago. But still, two outs, and you've got a batter on first. And regardless, it's going to take an effort that would be hard for any team to muster in the top of the seventh for Lincoln View to make any sort of comeback here.
The wheels.
So Rushi has got that gold trophy in its eyes now.
The wheels have fallen off for the Lincoln View Lancers, who now trail it to Rushi by a 10-2 score in the bottom of the sixth inning. What a day for Aiden Chappie. He's had three hits. Braylon Cordonier's had three hits. Hayden Quinter's had three hits. How many total? It's double digit for Rushi, which has pounded pitching.
12 hits the official statisticians have them for.
Yep, Landon Price and the thrower out of the bullpen, Ferris, tattooed for 12 hits in this game. And another pitching change, and let's take a 1 minute break, Brian, a quick 1 minute break, then we'll return with the remainder of the bottom of the sixth for the Raiders, who lead it 10-2 over Van Wert Lincoln View on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Another new pitcher for Lincoln View is on to throw against Zane Chappie, who's got a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Raiders have exploded for seven, count them, seven runs here in the bottom of the sixth frame. Foul out of play to the right by Zane, and it's 1-2. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bryant, but Dunlap, the first baseman, has stepped to the hill. He's now throwing for Lincoln View. Everything here in the sixth after two were out for Rushi. How about that? Zane Chappie and Jared Poling had struck out earlier in the frame. Here's a full swing and a trickler up the third baseline. Everything going right for the Raiders. It's an infield single. It only went about 45 feet. The pitcher came off the mound. No chance.
Well, the hope for the run rule continues to live on.
You're right. 12-2 would get it done, and that 12th run is parked at first base. And here's Jared Poling with two on, two out. Big curveball, but Dunlap in and over for a strike. Left-hand pitching first baseman Jack Dunlap on the hill for Lincoln View. He's out ahead of Poling. No balls and a strike. Poling swings, lifts one to deep left center field. Left fielder converge. Good running catch by Renner in left center. Poling denied a double in the gap that would have ended this game with a 10-run mercy rule. Nonetheless, Rushi gets seven total. Count them. Seven total for the Raiders in the bottom of the sixth inning. On 6 hits, including a long 320-foot triple by Braylon Cordonnier. We go to the seventh. Raiders three outs away from their second state baseball championship in school history, leading Van Wert Lincoln View 10-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
And welcome back to Canal Park. Easy for me to say. Beautiful day in Akron. Gorgeous afternoon now for the Rushi Raiders, who lead in this contest 10-2. Well, it's not quite afternoon yet. It's 11:56. But Rushi's got a commanding 8-run lead. Who would have thought? As the Raiders blew it open in the bottom of the sixth with a big 7 number. Lincoln View sends a fly ball down along the left field line. Ross Fissinger is out of room. It's foul.
Xavier Filippo still in there on the mound. Jack, he's going to have a complete game here if he can hold on to things in this state championship contest. Raiders three outs away now from the D4 state trophy.
Here's a Filippo pitch low and away to Landon Price, leadoff hitter in the 1-9 order for Lincoln View. He bats first here in the seventh. Lincoln View was hoping to come batting, Bryant, down 3-2 in the top of the seventh with the top of the order. And there's a wicked smash towards short off the bat of Price, and it handcuffs the shortstop, Braylon Cordonnier. It is out into left center field. Price is digging hard around first, goes into second, standing up. Really a tough play for Braylon Cordonnier. That ball was smoked off the bat of Landon Price. Give him a double. It rolled out into left center. Price is at second. And even though Landon Price was not nearly as sharp on the mound as he would have hoped, he has had two hits, doesn't hang his head, comes out swinging here in the top of the seventh inning and smacks a two-bagger. Ball was hit viciously at Braylon Cordonnier at deep short for Rushi. mark it down officially as a two-base hit. Cole Binkley steps in for Lincoln View. Runner at second. Nobody out for Lincoln View. Top of the seventh. Game on the line. Rushi leads 10-2. Flippo buries a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Binkley's had one hit in three trips. Price is off and running, stealing third easily. Slow curveball is curving in and over for a strike. Huge hook. That was a bender by Flippo, maybe his biggest of this game. Binkley was frozen, and it's a 1-2 count. 1-2 on Binkley. Price a run at third. It means absolutely nothing. Pitch is outside to Binkley, and it's 2-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Rushi 10. Yes, you heard me correctly. Rushi scored 7 in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Binkley, barely fouled behind the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rushi Raiders took the small school title way back in 1971, defeating Old Fort for the state championship. Lost in the championship game in 75. Lost in the championship game to Minster in 2017 in Columbus, 2-1. Raiders trying to finish off Lincoln View for their second baseball title in school history here today. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Binkley, swung on, and he gets a hold of one, lifts it to deep right. It is on the warning track, bouncing against the fence. It's going to be a long triple for Binkley, and Price scores, and it's 10-4.
That 1971 state title is known by everybody in Rushi. Anyone who didn't know it before last year learned about it because they honored that squad.
Yep.
Had a lot of celebrations for them over the course of the year, including at one baseball game.
Well, I think Rushi will make a pitching change. Kevin Flippo to the mound. Xavier Flippo has thrown one heck of a contest.
Yes.
It has been a tough day for Lincoln View, timing up the Flippo off-speed and curveballs. His change of speed pitches have kept this Lincoln View team off balance. Yep, Flippo's going to stay in, I do believe, right, Brian?
He is, yes.
Got a lot of room to spare, up to 6, 10-4, but this Lincoln View team can hit. Close to 340 is a team average, loaded with left-hand batters. Here's another one, Dane Ebel. Runner at third, no one out. Pitch to Ebel, slow curveball, high chop to second. Here comes Monin, gets it on the run, snap throw to Poling, out at first base. First base coach for Lincoln View was wildly signaling safe, not a chance.
No.
Runner out by a full step.
Yes.
But that was a good play by Monin. If he lays back on it, it is an infield single. Another run in. It's 10-5 in favor of Rushi. And here is Carson Fox, the catcher. Raiders still have 4 runs to play with, the 5-run advantage. 1 out, Lincoln View, top of the 7th inning. Curveball in for a strike. What a bender by Flippo. 0-2 on Carson Fox. Flippo, herky-jerky windup. A reach by the batter and a foul. Tap to the left. 0-2 on Fox. Swings from the right side. Flippo quickly zips one to the plate, low and away. 10-5, Raiders lead it. Looking back at the early part of the game, Brian, it was Lincoln View that scored first. High chopper to short. Great play by Braylon Cordonier. Throw to Poling. Scooped it at the bag for the out. Nice combo. 6-3. Braylon Cordonier had to hurry in. Got it on the edge of the grass on the second lazy bounce as Flippo got the hitter to top the curveball into the ground, and then Poling on the receiving end with a good backhand scoop up at first base. 2 away, Raiders 1 out from celebrating a state championship here in 2022. inside after a strike was thrown. It's 1-1 on the new hitter, who is Caden Hempf. He's DH today. 2-1 on Hempf. Rushi Raiders executed well at the plate. Made some key defensive plays. Here's a swing and a ball squirted foul to the first base coach. 1-2 on Hempf. Caden Hempf, spelled H-A-N-F. Raider fans on their feet. They're hoping this could be the final pitch of the game. 1-2 count. Flippo swings into action. Big curveball, and it nicks the batter on the left arm. Inside curveball caught him. We've had a few hit by batsmen in this game. And Evan Miller steps up now with 1-1, 2-out for Lincoln View in the top of the seventh inning, and Rushi leading 10-5.
10-4.
I'm sorry. It was 10-2 entering the inning, not 10-3. I still want to give Lincoln View that extra run.
Yes.
It's 10-4 in favor of Rushi. There's a hard ground ball to Monon at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincoln View was down 3-2. Entering the bottom of the sixth, Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincoln View scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125. Going into the sixth, Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
Well, Jack, this is a championship that has been a year in the making. This was a young squad a year ago that lost to Fort Laramie 7-1 in a regional final. They returned almost all of their roster from last season. And in addition to that, they got a couple of additions, the biggest being freshman Braylon Cordonier, who came on big, helped the squad this year, and as we mentioned earlier, was named the team MVP to boot as well. They were able to play through a tough schedule, a very tough non-conference schedule, besides having to battle Fort Laramie for the Shelby County Athletic League title, which those two squads did share. And then they took care of business on a tough tournament path. They faced a strong Newton team in a district semifinal, beat them 6-0, then beat Cincinnati Christian 9-2 in a district final. Beat Southeastern 6-2 and Fort Laramie 7-1 in regional games before coming back and beating Newark Catholic in a state semifinal. And oh, by the way, that Cincinnati Christian, Southeastern, and Fort Laramie win was also a come-from-behind victory. And they do it again today, as you mentioned earlier, Jack. Lincoln View scored first and was on top 1-0.
And that's been the MO for Rushi here in the tournament, falling behind briefly, coming back strong, hitting the cover off the ball. 3 seniors in this starting lineup, just 3, Grant Saunders, Aiden Chappie, Jared Poling. They all played very key roles in this victory today. Congratulations to those 3 12th graders. Rushi returns a lot of talent again next year. This will be a baseball team that will be heard from for the next 3-4 seasons, Bryant.
Absolutely. You could about pencil them in to the regional tournament for the next few years. There is strong competition in Southwest Ohio, no doubt about it, but with the talent that this squad has and now the experience, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. for sure.
And once again, it was picture-perfect base hitting by Rushi at the plate, hitting the ball where it was pitched all day long. They've done that the entire tournament. I don't know how many right field base hits we've seen from right-hand batters. They've pulled the ball when they've had to. Just a hitting clinic by the Rushi Raiders here today. And they put the pressure on Van Wert Lincolnview, which committed three big errors. We'll take a two-minute radio station break here in just a matter of seconds. A two-minute radio station break is upcoming. I'd like to remind you that serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker customizes and tailors an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing insurance companies like Erie, Ohio, Mutual, or I should say Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. com. Rushi victorious here in the state championship, winning the D4 title for the second time in school history, having won the small school title in 1971. Raiders do it again here today in big fashion, pulling away from the favored Van Wert Lincolnview Lancers to win it 10-4. 2 minute radio station break is upcoming now here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Van Wert Lincolnview had won 18 games in a row before being beaten here today by Rushi 10-4. Raiders victorious and take the 2022 state championship, rolling over Lincolnview late, blowing them out, pulling away to a 10-4 triumph. The official totals on the game for Rushi, 10 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors. Lincoln View, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. Lincoln View scored first in the top of the second. Rushi came back with 2. Lincoln View tied it in the top of the third. Rushi took the lead for good at 3-2 in the bottom of the third, and then the big 7th spot, getting Price out of the game, who reached his pitch limit of 125. Rushi was 7 in the bottom of the 6th. Landon Price threw 5 2/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, struck out 10, threw 125 pitches, was behind in the count often, Bryant, and that led to Rushi hitters having a little edge at the plate because Price had to come in with a lot of 2-2 and 2-1 and 3-2 and 3-1 pitches throughout this game.
Absolutely, it did. And that shows how key it is, Jack, to be able to work the count up as much as you can. And Rushi was able to foul a lot of pitches off today, too.
Yes.
To help in that.
Yep.
Looking quickly at the stats, they fouled off 27 pitches from Price.
That is an excellent point. Good observation. Price in this contest walked 2, and he hit the batter counts, which eventually forced him out of the game at 125 pitches, and that hit batsman forced in a run. Rushi went on to score 7 total in that 6th inning. How about Xavier Flippo scattering 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 109 pitches. Flippo goes the route, and it'll be between Xavier and Braylon Cordonnier as the number one man on the hill next year for the Rushi Raiders. This team should be mighty strong in 2023. As I noted, Bryant, 1, 2, 3 seniors. Saunders, a senior. Aiden Shappy, the catcher behind the plate, a senior. Jared Poling at first base, a senior. 3 senior starters. Any other seniors on the roster?
Yes, we got Patrick Bowman, who is an outfielder, and we also have Sam York, an outfielder as well.
Yep, 2 good reserve players for Rushi. So 5 total seniors, that's it. This will be a team with a target on its back next year, and it'll be the favorite to win the Shelby County Athletic League and advance out of the Southwest region right back to the state Final Four again next season. Don't want to look that far ahead, far too soon to call, but that's how talented this Rushi baseball team is. Brian, it's got athletes.
Yes, it absolutely does.
It's got some very good athletes. They know how to field, hit, and pitch, and that's what baseball is all about.
Well, and again, a small school, a lot of kids play a lot of sports, and how many of these kids play basketball, Jack, that we call their names all winter long as well? Several of them do.
Yep.
That just shows the athleticism of this group.
And the guiding influence, the mentor of the program, Kevin Flippo, does a remarkable job. He is calm, cool, and collected. And the Raiders never get hot and bothered. They get behind.
Right.
They get behind and still win games.
Yes, yep.
And that's what they've done in the last 5 or 6 here in the tournament.
I think they must like it. They like putting the pressure on.
Oh, man, have we had a blast here at the state tournament. 3 days, 2 Saturday morning games on Thursday and Saturday. When I looked at the calendar, Brian, I said, oh, my. The 9th and the 11th, we're going to be here for maybe parts of 4 days if Rushi advances to the championship. And if they do get to Saturday, they'd better win it and make it worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And we were rewarded.
Yes, we were. Great for this group and great for the town. I saw Amber Cordonnier down there helping distribute the medals. Huge smile on her face. She would have enjoyed it regardless, but I'm sure with the sun on the team, it makes it even more special. And there can't be many people left from Rushi here, Jack. Just a tremendous crowd all watching here along the third baseline. I see a ton of cell phones out as the Rushi team is getting ready to receive the championship trophy, and I know they're loving it.
Oh, here comes the hardware. There it is. The big trophy held high just to the left of home plate. Raiders dugout was on the third base side. Rushi Raiders, a fabulous season. During one stretch, counting that add-on loss to Eaton, after the season, the scheduled season had concluded, I think Rushi went 16 of 18 or 17 of 19 wins closing out the campaign. So a marvelous finish here to the 2022 season for the Rushi Raiders, who wind up overall with a mark of, 25-7? Is that correct,
Brian? 25-6.
25-6, counting the Eaton loss, which was announced at the banquet as a non-scrimmage and a defeat, but counting it 25-7.
Okay.
25-6 sounds better.
I didn't know for sure if they counted that as a regular season affair there. Okay.
Before we close out, a quick mention about the Fort Loramie long shot raffle that's coming up. I've got a scoop sheet on the raffle. Big event, which concludes July 2nd, Fort Loramie Community Youth Park at Liberty Days. That's when it wraps up, July 2nd, for the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. You can go online, get tickets at flathleticboosters.com, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Don't forget that, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Tickets available at these businesses: Wagner's IGA, Geyer's Garage, PSG, Fort Loramie Hardware, Myers Garage, and All About You. There's still several hundred tickets available. More prizes this year than ever. Better odds for you. It all culminates July 2nd at Fort Loramie Community Youth Park at Liberty Days. A Generac generator is a prize. Four new tires, an alignment, a Myrtle Beach vacation, a $2,500 landscaping package, a 2022 Jeep Wrangler Sport, a new residential roof. How about that? House cleaning for a year. And while you're watching the house cleaning get done, there's a skin of beer as a prize to boot. What a fabulous 3 days. Weather was remarkable. Blue sky Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Had a little bit of rain early Thursday morning, which delayed the start. It slowed the start of the Rushi Newer Catholic game by 15, 20 minutes. But Rushi beats ranked Fort Loramie, fourth-ranked Newer Catholic, third-ranked Van Wert Lincolnview. Hey, there's no question as to who the number one team in the state in state baseball in D4 is in Ohio here in 2022. Rushi has proven it. They've beaten the best, and they've gone through a gauntlet of strong opponents coming from behind on a regular basis to get it done.
And if you needed any proof as to how good this team can be, look what they did against a pitcher that is signed with Ohio State.
Well said. Yep. Landon Price was visibly frustrated with himself throughout the game. Rushi would spoil pitches. They would hit the ball the opposite way. Price had a number of pitches that missed the strike zone by 4, 5, 6 feet over batters' heads.
Yes.
He was bothered. And Xavier Flippo, commend him on the mound for Rushi. He kept Lincolnview hitters off balance the entire game. We'll give our radio station sponsors one more two-minute break, Bryant, then we'll close it out. We'll do our Clancy Star of the Game after that when we return. A two-minute radio station break. Rushi 10, Van Wert Lincolnview 4 in the state championship here at Canal Park in Akron on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's.
delicious. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, Super Bad Boy, Chicken Tenders Basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and the Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We return here to Canal Park in Akron to finish out our broadcast of Rushi Raider State Championship Baseball, winning the title here in 2022, defeating Newark Catholic 4-3 on Thursday, and Van Wert Lincoln View here today pulling away for a 10-4 triumph. It was a great all-around team performance, hitting, pitching, defense, sparkling plays defensively by Rushi down the stretch. In the sixth and seventh innings to help close out the deal. And again, Rushi spanking the ball all over the park where it's pitched and making life tough on Landon Price. He was clearly frustrated. The OSU commit, the number one ace for Lincoln View, was not himself here today. And Rushi hitters had a lot to do with just that.
Absolutely. I mentioned they fouled off 27 pitches, and like we talked about with Craig in the pregame show, Jack, they were not scared to come out swinging against him.
No.
And it didn't even need a full trip through the lineup like they had in previous games. It was actually the bottom of the lineup that got Rushi going in the bottom of the second inning. They scored two runs then and led the rest of the way.
I'd like to remind you briefly about Stephen, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. Flexible finance options available at Stephen, Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. At Stephen Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Stephen Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. And don't forget, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular, and terrific strip loin steak dinners are available at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Phone 937-693-8271, 693-8271, Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Van Wert Lincoln View, the prohibitive favorite for the state championship game here today. 5 or 6 live electronic media teams were here covering Van Wert Lincoln View. Scores broadcast with a simulcast feed received by WMVR. The only media team representing Rushi And guess what? We didn't outnumber them, but our Raiders pulled away and won easily in the finish, knocking off Lincoln View, which had gotten to the state semifinal last year.
All the way to the state final. They lost to Warren JFK 4-0.
Right.
In last year, they had this circled. They wanted it this year. They had a lot of kids back besides Price.
Yep.
But Rushi stood in their way. And again, like I said, it's been a year in the making for Rushi. The Raiders had a sour taste in their mouths after that 7-1 regional final loss to Fort Laramie last year.
Yep.
Returned a lot. Got Braylon Cordonier to come up from 8th grade to join them, and they bring home the gold trophy this time. And like we talked about, will be a big threat to do it again, not just next year, but the next couple of years. It should be a fun district and regional tournament down in Southwest Ohio to see who gets back here. But with Rushi and the experience they got, you got to like them to be the favorite to get back.
Yep, sure do. Lincoln View turned away at the state championship game 2 years in a row. Real tough call, Bryant. Our star or stars of this game, what, there were three young men for Rushi who banged out three hits apiece. Of course, Xavier Flippo sustained seven innings. He was a grinder. His curveball got better and better as he kept Lincoln View off balance with a change of speeds.
You've got Braylon Cordon, your freshman shortstop, too. He has a big case to be the Clancy star of the game. 3-for-4 today. 2 RBIs, and he made a lot of good plays at short as well. So, yeah, very tough to pick here amongst these players. Yeah, Aiden Chappie, 3-for-3, 2. He had 2 RBIs. Hayden Quinter, 3-for-3, 2 RBIs. We'll call all four of them the Clancy stars of the game, and the whole team, too, when you bring home a gold trophy. Because, you know, there is no standout on this squad. This is a very balanced squad. They play well together, and it's been a fun squad to watch here during this tournament run.
You know what? I think that's the theme which really captures Rushi baseball here in 2022. Everybody equally good. Everybody equally talented. Very athletic squad.
I think the biggest way to show that is you have Braylon Cordonier named team MVP, and Grant Saunders was voted by Shelby County Athletic League coaches as the player of the year. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what does.
we'll give 4 Clancy Awards. Xavier Flippo for his effort on the mound. He sparkled. And then the 3 young men who were 3-hit wonders today. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits. And was it Aiden Chappie?
Aiden Chappie, yes.
Aiden also had 3. They are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, our radio station sponsors here today, thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney for simulcasting, for taking our feed and sharing it with you. Radio station sponsors Busher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Pickwa and Fort Laramie, Sydney Body Car Star, and Realty 2000. I can't help but close out on a couple of humorous notes. I got maybe 40 or 50 emails and texts from people all around the country joining us for this broadcast of Rushi Raiders baseball here today, including comments from Jeff Bray down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeff says, I would enter that Fort Loramie raffle, but my luck would be I'd win the Myrtle Beach vacation. It wouldn't be much of a vacation, would it? And Jeff went on to say that he teased Spencer and Amber Cordonnier way back when Braylon was born, that they named Braylon after him, Jeff Bray. LOL. Go Raiders, Jeff said. Yep, go Raiders. Go Raiders. As our voice fades into the distance. So much fun. Don't want to leave Canal Park in Akron. Don't want to leave. Brian enjoyed it so much. Thanks to Craig Fissinger on the Fish Report. He was with us in the pregame, both contests Thursday and again today. Thanks to Kevin Flippo. Pregame comments on Thursday. Of course, couldn't reach him here today because of the statewide media who were here, and they got first dibs via the OHSAA. But so many thanks to Coach Flippo. What a great coaching job he does. He's calm, cool, collected. He's not a rah-rah-rah guy, but he is extremely confident and confident in his players, and they play exuding that confidence again here today, coming from behind, not flustered in the last, five or six tournament wins, trailing early on in all those right. games, Brian, but coming out victorious in each and every one and beating ranked teams along the way.
Yeah. Speaking of recent history and what they've done, 2017, obviously they got to the state final game and lost to Minster in a classic that year. 2018, they were there, right? That was the year Fort Loramie ended up winning.
Yes.
They struggled against Cincinnati Christian in a regional semi that year, right? So they were a regional team in 2018, too. In 2019, that is the year that Rushi upset number one ranked Fort Loramie
right.
in a district semifinal. That was a huge classic. Daniel Kearns on the mound that day. I covered that one. That'll always rank among the best high school contest any sport I've ever covered. So Rushi made it to the regionals that year too, the one that was played up in Coldwater. Of course, 2020 was off, but then we came back in 2021. They were in the regionals. This year they're back in the state title. So they've made it to the regionals.
Six of the last 7 years, not counting the health crisis here.
Right, yes. Yeah. It's tremendous. That speaks to Kevin Filippo's coaching ability right there.
Exactly. That's where we were headed with that comment. You hit it right on the nose. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Secure Com in Minster, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks as well to Knox Machinery, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream, Inc. in Jackson Center, Schnipple Construction, located in Botkins, Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. And thanks again to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, easy for me to say, aluminum in Rushi. And the Jewelry Barn, also in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And with us all season long for Fort Loramie games, bonus commercials today for M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, those three in Fort Loramie. 10-4, Rushi victorious in the state championship game. putting the pressure on Lincoln View all day long, and especially pitcher Landon Price. He was not himself. The Raiders at the plate had so much to do with just that.
Yes, they did.
Our next coverage of high school sports, football. Coming up in August, the last two Fridays of football, we'll cover games for you. That's how we'll kick off, no pun intended, the high school football campaign with games the last two Fridays of the month of August. More than likely opening up with Fort Loramie and Minster at Fort Loramie. That inaugural Minster-Fort Loramie clash at Fort Loramie this year. That will likely be game number one. Stay in touch with our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We will keep you updated along the way. Brian enjoyed it. It was a blast.
It was. Thanks for having me, Jack. I'm happy to have pinch hit for Chuck McBee here this weekend. I was already going to be up here for the Sydney Daily News, so happy to help out. I know I can't match Chuck's long experience and the insight he can offer it after decades of coaching experience, but still happy to help. And, yeah, it was a fun weekend to watch the Rushi Raiders bring home the gold.
So for our radio station audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, for Craig Fissinger, who was with us during our pregame, for Bryant Billing alongside, for Chuck McBee, pinch hit four by Bryant today, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Akron's Canal Park, where the Rushi Raiders stormed from behind early and then roared past Van Wert Lincoln View to take the 2022 Division IV state baseball crown 10-4 over the Lancers on scoresbroadcast.com. Good afternoon, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.